Okay, plenty of people, maybe you've even done this, Rachel, I don't know, buy clothes and then return them? Would
yes,
you do that? You do that? Okay.
I have done that.
All right, people do it, and if it doesn't fit, of course, that's reasonable. But some authors would like buyers to do that a little less often with books, specifically ebooks sold on Amazon.
Yeah, here's the deal. Social media influencers have been promoting what they are calling a life hack, encouraging readers to buy ebooks, read them really fast, and then return them within 7 days to get their money back. Critics of Amazon and its founder, Jeff Bezos, say taking advantage of some generous ebook return policies is a way to slap back at the online retailer.
But apparently you're not just hitting the big company. Self-published authors say they're getting hurt. Lisa Kessler writes paranormal romance books and says every time a reader tosses back one of her ebooks, Amazon takes back royalties.
Unless you're Nora Roberts or Stephen King, you're making, you know, you're a starving artist. And so when people throw back an entire series, it really wallops the authors. It's a big shock when those all come back.
Kessler posted about her losses on Twitter. Her tweet, "Amazon is not a library," went viral.
There were replies to the tweet of people who had 250 books returned, which, to put it in regular, you know, numbers, that's like over $800 from an author. I would cry. Mine wasn't that bad, but I would just cry.
We reached out to Amazon, and they tell NPR they work to prevent abuse of the return policy, but authors say the problem persists.
There is, however, a silver lining for Lisa Kessler. Ever since she tweeted about readers returning her ebooks, she says her sales have shot up.
There, Amazon was good for her after all.